Parshas Kisisa, there's a lot of different sugis. You have Avada, Sugi Markazi is Chet Egel, and the repercussions, but there's a lot of other things going on also. It's very interesting that in the Aliyas L'Toira, the first two Oilim were very, very Marich, and the reason is because since Shevet Levi wasn't part of Chet Egel, and there's an Indian that you're not supposed to be Oil L'Toira to something that's maybe going to be shepherding you, like it's a Morgan Avram and Hilchis Kriyas L'Toira, Kuf Lamed Ches, he says an Iver or Piseach shouldn't be called to the Torah by the Parsha of Mumin. So Bedoyma, only someone from Shevet Levi should be called to these first two Aliyas that talk about, among other things, the Chet Egel. But of course, we right away at the beginning have Matzis HaShekel and Mispar B'nai Yisrael, which this week is not Parshas Shkolim, but the concept of Minyan B'nai Yisrael, we know that you're not supposed to mamish count Yidden. You're supposed to count maybe a finger or a kli or something else that represents the person, but you're not supposed to count the person itself. Emes Sitzim first in the Pasuk here. Because Vaistois to be poiked is going to cause a negev. Interesting enough, the Rambam, Hilchas Tmidin Musafim, Perek Dalid, he brings that when you count by a minion, by the pious, he's supposed to count with the etzbois and not the people themselves. And he brings a makar, not from this week's parasha. He brings from the Navi that it says in Shmuel Aleph, by the counted, it says, Vayifkedein betloyim. They counted them with ployim and not with the person itself. There's a shtel and the Rambam there, why he doesn't bring the pasuk in our parsha. But parshas, that's what the Indian is going on. It's interesting, when you're waiting for a minion, you're not supposed to count how many people there are. So there's actually, I'm curious if someone has a makar prior to this. I know the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings, I don't know if it's any earlier than that, he brings that you're supposed to say the pasuk that has 10 words, Hayshia es amecha uvarech es nachalasecha, Ureim, 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 Venasem, Ureim, Venasem. I don't know that's how the song goes, but without it, it's just 10 words. Although Rashi has a Sefer called Sefer Ha'oira. Rashi brings, you're supposed to say the Pasuk in Tehillim, also with 10 words. Rashi brings, you're supposed to say, Va'ani b'roiv chazdecha ovei ve'secha, eshtacha ve'elhechel kachecha b'yirasecha. Although, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the last word in the Pasuk is Oilam, which is why, the Oilam says, that when the 10th person comes in, you say, the Oilam is Shainda. Of Shad is because the 10th word was Oilam. But according to Rashi, it's actually the Pasuk of Ani Barev Chazdecha. And I heard once, interesting, you know, a person gets up in the morning with Besiris Nefesh, and it wasn't so easy, and he goes into Shul early for the early minyan, and Imamish is proud of himself. He did the Bonish Shalom Matayva, you know? No. It's Ani Barev Chazdecha, Ovei Besecha. Put things in proportion. Roiv Chesed Hashem is why you were able to come. You're not doing the Bashefer or Chesed. Look at it the other way. There's a Shaila Bachlal by a census. Are you allowed to count? Yidden, there's a tshuvas I saw by Rav Vosner as an arichas in the tshuvas Shevet Levi, whether you're allowed to, by Mifkad Ochlesin, when they wanted to count, and Eretz Yisrael, the Medina wanted to count the amount of people that there are. He said, you're allowed to, among various Atari borders, that we also count the non-Yidden, the Noitzrim, Muslim, and Druzim, Cherkessim, and all kinds of other interesting kvutzes of the population. And that was one of the reasons he allowed it. Now we have the sugya of Kiyor. Is Kiyor one of the clay HaMishkon? We spoke last week and the week before also that most of the Klei HaMishkan I mentioned in Truma. Noticeably, the Mizbech HaKtiris stands out that it's brought at the end of Tetzaveh. But now the Kiyor Bechlal is mentioned over here. Maybe it's not Mamash Akli, it's only for Tahara or Rechitza. The Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBechira says, Oysen B'Mikdosh Shiva Kalim. Mamash Anfang Hilchas Beis HaBechira. Not including the Aron. And he counts them as Mizbech HaOilo, the Kevesh, the Kiyor, the Kanoi, the Mizbech HaKtiris, the Menorah, and the Shulchan. So he counts the Kiyor. Although I saw the Sifurna says the reason why the Kiyor is mentioned here separately, because it's only for Nikoyoin, it's not Mamish, one of the Kli, Shares, literally. Although it's not so Pashat. We know that in the Din of the Kiyor, it's mentioned over here, it's mentioned again in Pashas Pekudei. It's brought down in the Gemara in Zvachim that the Kiyor has to have a minimum of 4 portions of water that you need to be able to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Ragayim, at least a minimum of 4. Kipshuta, if you learn the Gemara in Zvachim, the 4 that we're referring to is for Moshe, Aaron, Elazar, and Isamar, including Moshe, who was a Kayan during the Shivas Memeluim, of sort. But the Rambam in Hilchas Bias Mikdash, when he brings the Din of 4, he actually counts, he doesn't count Aaron, Ubon, and Bechlal. He says Aaron, Elazar, Isamar, and Pinchas. He counts Pinchas. Nadav and Avihu was not in the Cheshbon, although they were alive by the Shivas Memeluim. Right? It's a tell like the Gemara in Zvachim, they were counting Moshe. But I say that you're counting Moshe, you could count Nadav and Avihu also. They were also still around during the Shivas Minului. But the Rambam counts Moshe, Aaron, Elazar, and Isamar. I'm sorry, the Gemara counts Moshe, Aaron, Elazar, and Isamar. The Rambam counts Aaron Elazar, his son of Pinchas. There's all kinds of papulim. The Rambam doesn't count Moshe. He wasn't Mamash a Kohen, a different gather. But you have to know why the Gemara didn't count Pinchas. You have to work it out. The Baal HaTurim brings a remez that it says Vikir and then Kanai Nechashas L'Rachtza. He says the word L'Rachtza is in the Tanakh four times. L'Rachtza. And that's a remez to the four people that you need. L'Rachtza is here in Kisisa, again in Pekudei, and again in Divrei Hayamim twice. In the same pasuk, actually, it says L'Rachtza twice. So that's the Kiyar HaNechashas. Now, we have also the parsha of Ketoires and Shemen HaMishcha, one at a time. First we have Ve'ata Kach Lecha B'Samim Roish. This is how to make the Shemen HaMishcha. And the first ingredient that it says for the Shemen HaMishcha is Mor Deror, Chamesh Meyos. The Rambam, Hilches Klei HaMikdosh, Perek Aleph. It's interesting, it's Hilches Klei HaMikdosh V'Ha'oivdim Boy. I always thought it's the Klei HaMikdosh, meaning the Or and the Shulchan the Menorah. And the Oivdim Boy, the Kalim of the Oivdim Boy, the Big Dekuna, which is true. He talks about the Big Dekuna at the end of the Halachas there. But most of the Prokem there in Klei HaMikdosh talk actually about the Levium and the Kanan. It's Klei HaMikdosh and the Oivdim Boy, the people that work in the base of HaMikdosh. There's a parak here about Levi, there's a parak here about the Memunim. There were 50 Memunim that were Yisrael, or not, but there were Memunim. Then there was Kohen, Kohen Hedyat, Kohen Gadol. So it's Klei HaMikdosh and the Oivdim Boy. But earlier there in Mamash in the Anfang, he talks about Shemen HaMishcha, and he says, what's Mar Deror? He says, Mar is from the blood of a certain animal in Hoidu. And right away, the Ravid argues. He says, how could it be? It's a Dover Tomei. How could it be that we would be machnas a Dover Tomei into the Shemen HaMishcha? The Ravid wants the answer already, that it's not. It's a Tzemach Bechlal. It's not from an animal. The Kesef Mishnah wants to say, no, that maybe the mar was changed. It already changed its form, and therefore it's not a problem. Although this, I think we talked about in the previous Shurim. It's Bechlal HaShayla. Are you allowed to use Dvarim Tomeim for in Yonim of Mikdosh, or not. It's Bashayel Bechal Techelas, it's from the Chilozain, it's not kosher. But that's Bashayel Gabi Demor Deror. What?
I'll still look to Betzibur.
No, but we have Avada for the Chatchila, we want to use something that's not a Dover Tomei. It's interesting, it says Mor Deror, the Targum says is Mor Dechai. And this is a remez for Mor Dechai, Min HaTorah. It's not, you have later on it says Chelben, Chelben is Gematria Haman, but we know the Gemara finds a different Makar for Haman. But Mordechai, the Chassam Sofer says, is because Mordechai came from Shimi ben Gera. Now, Shimi ben Gera is not a Zagreus Tzadik. But why are we later take a Dover Tomei, supposedly? Someone that comes from Shimi ben Gera, there it says, Chomesh Meyos. It's 500 years later. We already changed. Same way we can take Mor, which is from a Behemoth Meyah. Mordechai, who comes from Shimi ben Gera, but it's Chomesh Meyos. Make the Cheshbon. Shimi ben Gera was before Mikdash Rishon. You have the 410 of Mikdash Rishon, the 70 years of Golus Bavel, and until they're finally rebuilding now, until Mordechai's around, it's 500 years from Shimi ben Gera. Then you have, you have Shemen HaMishcha and you have Ketoires. It's very interesting, this diak I saw, by Shemen HaMishcha it says, Ve'ato kach lecho, you, pointing to Moshe. By Ketoires it just says, kach lecho samim. And the reason is Poshet. Because Ketoires, every year, there was a new Ketoires. Every year they had to grind it. It had Shloish Me'er Shishim V'chamei Shmonim Hayuba. And they would every year make a new Ketoires. Shemen HaMishcha, the Rambam brings, and it's before in Chazal, it was only done once. The one that Moshe Rabbeinu did was the one that they used for all the different minuyim that they needed to do for the Kalim and the Melochim and Kehanim. And only Malchus Beis David, otherwise you use Shemen Afar, somebody not real Shemen. And Kulay Kayim Lasid Lavoi. And the truth is, it's a Machlekes Tanoim, but how does all this fit? All of these Mordor, Chomish Meyas, and Kinman Besam, how does it all fit into 12 lug of Shemen? So it's Machlekes Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir says it was a Nes. So it's anyways not possible to make Shemen HaMishcha. It only is possible Eide Nes. And it's Takash Ruud. It was only Moshe's Shemen HaMishcha. So that's why by Shemen HaMishcha it says, Va'ata, you, Kach Lecha. By Ketoires it was every year, so it doesn't say Va'ata. A quirky diet, when the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdosh brings Ketoires, he says the Ketoires was Nasus every year, and he quotes the Pasuk, Va'ata, Kach Lecha Samen. It's not what it says in the Pasuk. The Rambam quotes the Pasuk, Va'ata, Kach Lecha Samen. By Ketoires, it's Fagreist. Maybe it's Fagreist in the Rambam alone. I don't know. It doesn't say Va'ata by Ketoires. By Ketoires, it wasn't Dafke Vata. Only by Shemen HaMishcha, it's Ve'ato. By the Ketoires, though, of course, we know there are Achad Asar Samemonim Hayuba, although the Torah only mentions four of them, and they are Rosh HaTevis Shulchan, Shcheles, Levoina, Chelbana, and Notov, which is, it's a remez that Shulchan Shal Adam Achaper, but the truth is, we know that Chazal, because it says Samim a few times, learned that it includes 11, and 11, of course, includes Chelbana. Chelbana is Rechai Ra, and it's a simon for the Haman, the Chelbana, that even he could be part of the Ketoires, although there's a famous Vart, yeah, he can be part, but he's the 11th, he's not the 10th on the team, when you already have 10 other samimonim, you could also add in the chelbana. The chelbana is Rosh HaTevis, Chayiv Loimar B'Shvili Nivr Ha'ilam. A person has to realize anyone, even the chelbana, has a purpose, has a tachlis. He's part of the Ketairis. By himself, he's Reach Ra. Together, it makes the Reach of the Ketairis. But again, as the 11th min. It's before that the Ketairis Bezunder, there's a lot of Makaris that this is a big school of Shmira. We know by the Magetha, everyone's very involved in Ketairis. You're supposed to be very makbet to call Ketairis and say it even from a cloth and make sure to say it exactly as it is, because otherwise you're not going to have when you're literally making the Ketairis, not when you're saying it. But it's brought down that even when you say the Ketairis, to have in mind special that the Ketairis is Chavivis, is that it takes Din and Rachman together, it takes Chelb and other things together. It says in the Pasuk Yasimu, and as I said, Bracha, Yasimu Ketairis Be'apecha, Yasimu Ketairis Be'apecha is Rosh HaTevis Yabok Yud Beis Kuf, which is a Halakha name of Hashem, which is the Gematria 112 of Elikim and Shem Havaya together, and it takes Rachman and Din together, and that's the site of the Ketairis. And this grace in Yonim, we don't have the actual Ketairis, but we have the Amiras Ketairis. We're supposed to say it in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down by Shachris and by Mincha. I don't know, some people start from Ashrei, some people start from Tehillas, some people go straight into Shemana Esrei and have a Hoichah Shemana Esrei, but you're supposed to say Ketairis. Now it says Memulach, a very interesting Ramban. Rashi brings Memulach. What does it mean Memulach on the Ketairis? So Rashi says Memulach is very well mixed. He says, why does the word Memulach, Melech is salty, what is Memulach? Why does it mean very well mixed? Rashi says because sailors are called Malachim, like in Yoina. The sailor was called a malach, and the sailor who kesedu with the oars is like really being ma'arbe of the mind the whole time. The Ramban Stark argues. He says, nah, those are stamas, the hard workers. Those are the toifsei meshoit. The malach is the captain of the ship. He's the chayvel. He's not the one that's cruising the oars. He's not called the malach. He's stam a toifes meshoit. He's stam an oar grabber. And different has a different shot. What malach means? Interesting. Interesting Nakuda. Yeah. We have Shabbos. V'shomru b'nei Yisrael is a Shabbos, and it's Yidua. We can talk about it next week also, that it's a big Indian that all the Sfarim talk about. That in Truma Tetzav, the first it says about the Avoidas HaMishkon, and then afterwards in Kisisa, we have now V'shomru b'nei Yisrael is a Shabbos. But next week in Vayakal Pakudi, which is a repeat of the Mishkan V'Kelev, Vayakal starts with Shabbos, and then Mishkan. So, my high, and many of the Mefarshim and Achrayim talk about it, my high that in the Tchilasat process of the Inyan of Trumat and Tzavah Kisisa, it's Mishkan Koidim, and then Shabbos, as opposed to in Vayakal, it's first Shabbos and then Mishkan. Hatzara Shavashe Beroiv of the Mefarshim that talk about it, they say the change is Cheta Egel. After Cheta Egel, the system is different. The Meshech Chachma says a fascinating Chiddush. He says that we want to teach you that Mishkan is not Doicha Shabbos. It's only true after Cheta Egel. Before Cheta Egel, where it was supposed to be Moloch El Aretz Kvaydoi, and the concept of Mishkan, building the Mishkan is the carbon itself. The same way Karbonis is Doicha Shabbos. Before Cheta Egel, the building of the Mishkan was actually Doicha Shabbos. Only after Cheta Egel, where the Etzem building of the Mishkan is just Eicha Timtzer to get the Hashuas Hashanah back. So then, that's a prep, and it's only a Hechsher, and then only the Etzem carbon can be Doicha Shabbos. But beforehand, in fact, Mishkan was Doicha Shabbos. Beis Halevi has a famous Mahalach where he explains that a person has to marry off his son, and he's for sure going to spend on him also basics and also the extra luxury things. But if he really loves him, he'll right away go to the luxury things, and then, okay, got to take care of basics. Also. If he's being forced into it, then first he does the basics and then the luxury. So before Chet Egel, it's first the Zov and the Kesef and the extra, and then basics, Shabbos. After Chet Egel, the relationship is sort of different, and it's been working differently. There's another pshat from Rav Tzadik. He brings the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Samachtes. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Samachtes says, if a person's in the Midbar, and he doesn't know when Shabbos is, so what should he do? He doesn't know when Shabbos is. So that actually, he has to, Machlokes in the Gemara. Either he counts 6 days, and on the seventh day, he should keep Shabbos. Or, faker, as soon as he gets his reality check in, he keeps Shabbos, and then he counts 6 days. The Gemara goes on to explain that Avada, he doesn't really know when Shabbos is. So he's never allowed to do malacha on all 7 days. He actually could do minimal malacha, because it's mamish pekuach nefesh, and he should for a minimal do avoid the malacha every single day, including the seventh day, for pikuach nefesh. You can't do double work on the sixth day, because maybe, punk, that is the Shabbos. And then, so you always do malacha for pikuach nefesh on all 7 days. What is singled out that you're treating it as Shabbos is Kiddush Avdolah with a bracha. There's a shaila, maybe the other 6 days you should also make Kiddush Avdolah without a bracha. I don't know. Maybe it's Shabbos. But you do Kiddush Avdolah on the seventh day. You wear tefillin for sure on all 6 days. There's a shaila in the Bir Halacha whether you wear tefillin on the seventh day. Certainly if you do, don't wear it while you're making Kiddush, but it's a shaila if you wear tefillin. But in Halacha, you do al pikuach nefesh on all 7 days. If you do what the Magen Avraham asks over there, why can't you do Malacha? Roiv, b'saymachan roiv, roiv yomim on Shabbos. Why can't you do malacha? I don't know if he means that you should do malacha all 7 days, like continuous, even hundreds of days, just do malacha continuously as much as you want because you could b'saymachan roiv. Or he maybe only means during the 6 days. I don't know why the 6 days are better than the seventh, but he says you should b'saymachan roiv, and he answers no. Kol kavua kemetz al mechtz adami. Time is kavua. I didn't get it. What if he doesn't know when Pesach is? So he shouldn't eat chametz. So someone told me, no, that avada roiv is not Pesach. I said yes. So for 500 days straight, he could eat chametz. And for sure he's going to be in Chametz on Pesach. He doesn't know what's the deal here. B'chol even, it's a whole sugya. I'm not going into the details. The truth is, the Gros says, I'm going to get back to the Rav Tzadik, but the Gros says that it says, Ois hi le'oilam, it says it chaser. Be'ini uvein b'nei Yisrael, Ois hi le'oilam. He says, this is a remez for the guy that's in the Midbar, when it's Ne'lam, and he doesn't know when Shabbos is still. 6 days do Malacha, and on the seventh day, keep Shabbos. The Goin says it's a remez for that guy in the Midbar that doesn't know when Shabbos is. But getting back to that guy, there was a machlekes in the Gemara. Should he keep 6 days and then single out the seventh day as Shabbos for Kiddush Avdolah? Or Fakert? First, right away, the first day that he gets to his reality and wakes up and doesn't know where he is, keep Shabbos and then count 6 days. Zokr B'Tzadik. How was it in the beginning of the Bria? Ooh, there was two systems. First, there was the Bria. It wasn't Adam Arishan around even yet, but it was Sheshes Yimei Bereshis of Koyde Machet. And then first was 6 days of Sheshes Yomim Tasa Malacha that the Rabbanim Shlom created the Bria. And then there was a Shabbos. But in the interim, Adam Rishon did a Chet on Yom HaShishi. And now he's getting kicked out. And what happens now that he had Shabbos. And he says, Mizmer Shil Yom HaShabbos. And he starts with Shabbos. And then Lachar Chet, there's also a world out there, a different world. You have words for it. And then you have 6 days. Sej Rav Tzadik, that's the Machalik. Is this guy, what is he connecting to? Is he connecting to Shishi Yomim and then Shabbos? Is he connecting to that kind of Shabbos? The Shabbos that it's Sheshi Yomim and then Shabbos? Or is he connected to the Shabbos and then the Sheshi Yomim? Similarly, that's what's going on over here by Mishkan. There was Mishkan, which is building the Mishkan, which is the Makar of Alamed Es Malachas, which is the Sheshi Yimei Hamas. It's all the same system. You have the 6 days of Mishkan and then Shabbos. That's before Chet. Because really, by Matan Torah, they lost. They got to the Madrig of Adam Rishon, Kaidem Chet. But then by the Chet, they came back. And now we're again going, it's 6 days and then Shabbos, and then the Shabbos and then 6 days. By Sheshi Yimei Bereshis, it was like that. In Shabbos, Taf Samach Tes, by the lost guy in the Midbar, it's like that. And by the Mishkan, it's like that. It's the same process of there are 6 days, then you have the Shabbos, and then you have the... This form say that in Moli Shomer B'nei Yisrael, Shnei Shabbos, there would be Nigal. The Shnei Shabbos is that first you have a Shabbos. Because of that Shabbos, your next 6 days are a whole different thing. Shabbos day. Then you do a Shabbos after that. Then you have it sandwiched. That has to get... That's how the two Shabbosim finally get you to the full Tikkun. One Shabbos didn't pull it off. One Shabbos came after a week that it wasn't holding on that Darbi yet. You have Shabbos, sandwiched in the 6 days, and then another Shabbos. Now, the lashon of the pasuk is v'shamru v'nei Yisrael es haShabbos la'asos es haShabbos. The Minchas Chinuch brings in Moisech haShabbos at the end. He goes through Olam Tes Malachas in Parshas Yisrael. It's Moisech haShabbos. It's called. And then at the end, he has some more in Yonah. Thereafter, he goes through Olam Tes Malachas. He writes there Herali Lamden Echad. I don't know who that is. The Minchas Chinuch writes that someone wrote him that a sefer Herali Lamden Echad that in the Orach Haimakot. This is the Minchas Chinuch. Herali Lamden Echad that in the Orach Haimakot. It says that since it says v'shamru v'nei Yisrael es haShabbos la'asos es haShabbos. You're supposed to keep Shabbos in order to keep Shabbos. So if you have to be Mechal Shabbos because the guy is Pekuach Nefesh, why are you going to be Mechal Shabbos for him? Lassi says a Shabbos. Mutav L'chal Shabbos Achas. So in order that he should do a lot of Shabbos. So Lefizeh, if you know that someone is going to very, very, very sick, he's not going to last. He's going to last. You're doing Chil Shabbos now, but he should have Chayei Shah. He's going to last till Monday afternoon. He's not going to get through another Shabbos. So maybe then, Otum, you're not Mechal Shabbos for him? Is it Taka true that you're only Mechal Shabbos because of Lassi says a Shabbos? Avad, it's not true. Avada, you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, even for a Chaloini, even for someone that's not going to last till the next Shabbos, even for a Cheresh V'Shoita that doesn't have any Sikoi to ever become a Bardas, and there are a lot of other Dugmois like this. So there's a lot of rice that there's also a Din of Pikuach Nefesh Doicha, not al Lasi Sesa Shabbos. But there are Nafkaminis, and it could be that in a certain aspect, it's Taka, because of the Lasi Es HaShabbos. Now it says, V'shamru B'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos, I saw that the Oyev Yisrael Me'apta, the Oyev Yisrael Me'apta was one of the Talmidim of Reb Elimelech Melezhensk, and he was actually, he talks about Shabbos. There's a famous verse from him that it says this usually comes out by his yartzeit is Hey Nisan. A lot of times it comes out. It's Parshas Vayikra near that time. The end of Vayikra ends with words that are not appropriate, like something negative. La Ashma Ba, right? The end of Parsha. So he says, "What say? La Ashma Ba." Like Yisrael always turn things around, right? The Bullock is Rosh Hatavis Va'afta L'Reicha Kamoicha was his word, yeah. So he says, La Ashma Ba is Rosh Hatavis Lokel Asher Shabbos Mikol Hamasim Bayim Hashvi. So anyway, the Ayin Yisrael Me'afta said, it says V'Shomer V'Nei Yisrael Asher Shabbos. He never slept on Shabbos. He says, a shomer can't go to sleep. If you're a shomer can't go to sleep and let the thing just happen. You have to be a shomer Shabbos. He was very nizer to never sleep on Shabbos, midin shomer. Although other people say, Chaim talks about this and others, the shomer of Israel is, like it says, v'aviv shomar es hadover, yoshev umitzape, or shomer es yobam, someone that's waiting. A person's supposed to be a shomer Shabbos. What does it mean to be a shomer Shabbos? That you're waiting, you're mitzape, and mamtin for when Shabbos is going to come. That's what it means to be a Shomer Shabbos. Maybe that's what it means also Shmiras Sedarim. They're like waiting for Seder to come. Like, not that you come on time, that avada, but that Dana Storm is not the highlight of your day, you know? A guy that comes late with Kipshut doesn't have Shmiras Sedarim. I'm talking about a guy that comes on time. A guy that comes on time. But Shmiras Sedarim, Yoishivu Mitzapeh, Mosa Yaschel HaShabbos, Mosa Yaschel HaSeder. The Haile B'nai Sosra talks about the idea that a person is supposed to be Moisif on Shabbos. The Shomer is to be Moisif, because he's with like the next words, Lasa Yisrael Shabbos. How do you make Shabbos? How do you make Shabbos? He says, you add on. Tosefes Shabbos is yours. You're making it. And he brings it in. You're supposed to add 7 hours to Shabbos. Six before from Chatzos, and then an extra hour after Moitz Shabbos. Some say 3.5 and 3.5, but he goes with 6 and 1, and that's what Loi Savaru Eishas 31, the big Indian of the 31 hours of Shabbos. What are you looking at? B'nai Yisosfa. There's 31 hours to Shabbos from Chatzos on Erev Shabbos all the way till 1 hour after Tzeis. There were certain rebbes in Europe that used to cheshbon Shabbos from where it is in Yerushalayim. When Shabbos started in Yerushalayim, that's when they would cheshbon in their 31 hours. But he says that's what it means, lasos es haShabbos. What else does it mean, lasos es haShabbos? The Targum Yoyneson, very interesting idea. He says lasos es haShabbos means lefanuke Shabbos, oinik Shabbos. Now, pashtus oinik Shabbos is a derabbanon or a kapanim midivrei Kabbalah. The karosel Shabbos oinik a pasuk in Yeshaya, and the after that we say on. It's signed, but the Targum Yoyneson is mashma that it's a deraisa. Lasis is a Shabbos, is Oynik Shabbos. It's a big machlokes if Oynik Shabbos has a din of deraisa. The Rabbanon, this Targum Yoyneson would be a shtarka makar that there's a deraisa the din of Oynik on Shabbos. Is there a din of Oynik on Yomtif? There's a big shayla on the Pesukim. There's a Yomtif, certain din of malachas. For sure, a certain din apply in Yomtif. Is there a din of Oynik on Yomtif? I say over there's a famous ma'isa which Baruch Martcha Ezrachi. He says over he was a child living in Geula, and he says over the ma'isa that the Brisker Rav was his neighbor, and the Brisker Rav asked, it was Kindlech then, the Brisker Rav, he was a young child, the Brisker Rav asked, is there a din oinig only on Shabbos or even on Yontif? And right away, Baruch Mordecha said, as a child, as a young child, he says, there's a sefer oinig Yontif. So Avad, there's oinig on Yontif. And he said, the Brisker Rav said, and he said, this is the godless of the Brisker Rav, Osad Zeh Lias Godel Be Yisrael. So he says, you see the cook. Maybe that I knew the two, that the Brisker Rav of Kazen, was the Zayn and the Osad, he was Menaba, see this, Osad Zeh Lias Godel Be Yisrael, oinig. I need Yomtif. Yeah. Weiter. Oh, actually, the Goyin, I said before, he says it's a remez for this guy that's in the Midbar. It says, Zocharas Yom HaShabbos, that's when you remember when Shabbos is. But when you don't, when one place it says, Sheshes Yom HaTasa Kol Malachtecha. But in another place it says, no, not kol malachtecha, because this is for that guy that even all 7 days, he can't do all the malachas, only some of the malachas. It's interesting, the Gemara talks about now, to bring down the Shnei Luchais, the Balaturim says, what does it mean, Shnei Luchais? He says, Shnei Luchais is keneged Shemayim v'oretz, Chosen Kala, Shnei Toiris, and Shnei Olamos, Olam Hazan, Olam Haba. Now someone asked me, he says he doesn't understand, which luach is, right, we know one luach is benot al-machaveri, one is benot al-makan. Which one is the chos, and which one is the kal, which one is the, how does that work? I don't think that's what it means. He's just saying that you see the concept that things come in sets. The same way there's shemayim v'oretz, there's chos and kal, there's tereshe b'ksav, tereshe b'ed, beis alomis, there's a set of, it could have been one luach with 10 divers, yeah, no, there's a musik of two. But how it works, whether which luach is the chos and which is the kal, You have it worked out.
Kabel mashpia, no?
So Ben Adam Lamokim is Chosin and Ben Adam Lachaver is Kabel. And Tarish Ibuksav is got it. Okay, he has it worked out. Tarish Ibuksav is the Makabel mashpia. We have it worked out. Bezei Lomas also. It's all Kabel mashpia. Shemayim Ba'aretz. It's all. So it's worked out. Thank you for clearing it up. So that's the two luchais. But because of the Chet Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech raid. Go down. Now I saw brought down that really the Eibishter wants Adar, Aleph Dar. He wants that there should be Dira in this world. And that's Dalad Resh. And Moshe Rabbeinu was turning it the other way. And Moshe Rabbeinu is being told, no, Lech raid. This is not going to be a Dira B'tachtonim. It's going to be the other way around. It's going to be raid, not Dar. Similarly, we know Mazal of Adar is Dogim. Now Dogim is Dalad Gimel. The Gemara says in Shabbos that really the Seder is Gimel Dalad. But the famous Gemara on Shabbos that describes the Oisius and the Chochmah that's in the Oisius, Gimel Dalet is Gimel Dalim, is that the Dalet is, the Dal is Misbayish. He doesn't look, see the Gimel. He's hiding away from him. He's facing the other way. That's not the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be Venahapachu. It's supposed to really be Dag. Mazel Adar ends up being Dag, which Dag of Adar is also in Aramaic is Nun, which is the 50th level, which is Moshe Rabbeinu gets to that, On Zion, but that's ready for a different Indian. The ish, it says by Harsine over here, the ish loyal imach v'gam ish al yeru b'chol ahar gam atzayin v'abakar al yilru el mul ahar ahu. The Ramah in Archaim in Hilchas Shavuos Simen Tav Tzavidal brings there's a minig to be shoyteach asovim on Shavuos in the base Knesses. And in the houses, Zecher from Mount Torah. The Levush brings that the Makar for this Ramah is because it says, Gam Hatsoim v'habokar al Yiru. So obviously there must have been Mirna on the Har. If there was an Azara that the Bokar and the Tzoim shouldn't go pasture on the Har mountain, vice versa, there was. It was full of grass and flowers. The emphasis again, so the Makar is the Ramah. This minig is mentioned already in the Targum Sheni on the Megillas Esther, when Haman and Achashverosh are going through which month to try to connect the Yidden, and every month has reasons, pros and cons. They bring, Chaydish Sivan, they have a Chag, and they bring Mefazrim Shoshanim Vitapuchim Umelakdim Oysom. This is a Tana, yeah? The Targum. Very Kodim. Anu Mevatlim Shoshanim Vitapuchim Kach Yiskaps of Yislakdim Bineim. The same way we're separating these roses and apples, it should also be separation between the Yidden and the Goyim. So it's a Min of Kodim, the Ramah brings it, although we know the Gra in Maisarav, brought down in the Chayodim, was very against it. It's Chukas HaGoyim, and he didn't have this minute. Another interesting, again, it's already a river, Purim Katan, but Purim Gadol has yet to come, but this is an interesting vart I saw from the Radomska. It says, Pasuk Yedzayin, Elihei Masecha Loisasaloch, don't have a Avodah Zarah, and then it's Chagamatzes Tishma. What's the Shaykhis Elihei Masecha with Chagamatzes? Says the Radomska, what happened that the story of Purim escalated and the whole thing, what triggered it? That they shtachavu tzelim, that they did avodah zarah, and because they did avodah zarah, and then they were also from the mishta, and then it comes the whole story, and eventually they have to fast for 3 days. You know when they fast for 3 days and three nights by the Nes of Purim, by Pesach. The Magen Avraham brings, he's supposed to have a suud on Tes Zayin Nisan to commemorate Mishta Esther that it happened on Pesach. So and that year it says al toichlu v'al tishtu, which literally means don't eat matzah, don't drink dalet koisis. Right? She says tzumu alai, fast. Al toichlu v'al tishtu, right? The brisker say it means a real fast, because by the fast they do eat. He says, tzumu alai, al toichlu v'al tishtu. But others say it means al toichlu, don't eat matzah, al tishtu, don't drink dalet koisis. So they were mevatel matzah that year. They were mevatel matzah that year in order to be mispalel, which is, by the way, a pella. The gezeira that they were being told about is not going to happen for another 11 months, till next year Adar. It's now Pesach time. Why are you making this tzoymois during Chol Hamoed Pesach? Wait till Ben Azmanim, right? You know, push it up. No, Vaisleis not. Vaisleis, we want the Leila Seder's school of Hazman to poil and tefillah. But they didn't eat matzah. So, Elihei, Masecha, Leisazma, don't do Avodah Zarah. Because then, as Chagamatzah Tishma, you'll be able to keep Chagamatzah. If you're going to do Avodah Zarah, look what happens. It eventually escalates and triggers that you taka don't have matzah b'chol. Okay, good.